Welcome in to your Thursday edition of Insight. I'm Josh Margolis. Today I'm speaking with Nora Connor. She's the community health advocate for One Health Suite Chinook, which is preparing to host a Fight Diabetes Beatdown fun run this Saturday in Chinook, beginning at 9 a.m. And Connor has the details.
Just kind of a fun thing for the community to do, get together, do a run. It is a timed race. We have multiple food vendors and product vendors. Like, if you want a massage, you can get a massage. Pampered Chef, Pink Zebra. We have metalwork, crystals, baked goods. So everyone should come on down and race or just come see the vendors, get some food. We're doing like the jump and the 4-H and FFA. So we kind of went with other community people that would make some money for their groups. So just a great thing to come on down. And it's on the 16th. The running starts at 9 o'clock. We will be there earlier for registration. You can sign up online or come on down that day. You can run virtually at starting tomorrow, and that will go towards that race.
And you said there's options, right? There's anywhere between 1 mile and 5 mile?
Yes, we have the 1 mile, which is a fun runner walk, the 3 mile or the 5 mile. And it's for the 1 mile, it's a $20 entry fee. 3 miles is 25 and 5 miles is 30. If you are registered, you get a goodie bag with a t-shirt and some other items in it, no matter what, if you do the 1, 3, or 5.
And where do they start and end at? Is it just around Chinook?
We're starting and ending both at the commercial building at the fairgrounds here in Chinook, and that inside will have all the vendors.
You mentioned it a bit, but could you kind of expound on the impact of diabetes on the High Line, what people should know about it, and how we can protect ourselves from it, or if we have it, kind of deal with it and stay healthy?
If you have diabetes and you don't get your numbers in line, it can affect your health so severely. From your feet to anywhere. It is so severe. We try and get everybody's numbers in line, their sugars, and they should see a provider if they're having some issues and get checked out. But it's just such a severe disease that we wanted to bring awareness to the community.
What should the community know about it? Like, what are good ways to kind of protect yourself from it? Or if you have it, you mentioned about keeping numbers low, but like, what are good ways to kind of remain healthy?
Eating the right foods, exercising, making sure you're seeing your provider and taking good care of your health. But your diet and your exercise can really affect how your diabetes goes. So that's why we thought we'd do a fun run, you know, to promote exercise.
And that does it for your Thursday edition of Insight. Join me tomorrow for part two of my conversation with Nora Connor of One Health Suite. If you'd like to learn more about the race, visit the race website, runsignup.com/race/MT/Chinook/diabetes beatdown. For New Media Broadcasters, I'm Josh Margolis.